We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
This is Sam the Sham. You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, the station with the city's soul.
All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening to WYXR. We are Raised by Sound. And this is Let's Get Lost. We come to you every single Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. We play for about an hour, play some music, best in jazz, the best we have to offer. Records that we've been, thinking about, perusing. And we deliver it to you, straight to the listener. How cool is that? We just heard the great Barry Harris. I love this stuff. It's interesting because this is Barry in 1967. And yes, that was quite a while ago. But this is kind of the, this is a man that was a bop, keeping the faith, keeping the music going through the dark and stormy nights of when the music became not so commercial. And not that it ever really was, but especially this is 1967. I mean, we're in the full-on rock era, soul era, R&B, jazz is kind of, it's getting to the point where, especially by the 1970s, it's not really, it's hard to make a record, let's put it that way. This is Prestige Records. They're still doing it at this time, which is interesting. This is the Luminescence record, which we've played on this show before. That was his composition, Even Steven. Most of the compositions are Barry's, and it features just a who's who all-star cast. Slide Hampton on trombone, Junior Cook sounds great on this cut, on tenor saxophone, Pepper Adams, baritone, Bob Crenshaw, who spent a lot of time with Sonny Rollins on bass, Lenny McBrown on drums, and Barry, I got to spend a little time with Barry, a little bit, in New York about 20 years ago, because he was, through this whole period, he is educating folks. He is the guy you would go see. You know, he had these classes, and they were like pay what you can in New York. And he kept it going. He never changed. He never went with the trends. I mean, this is not, as you heard, he's not playing, these aren't James Brown, funk beats. You know, he kept that bop thing going for decades and decades. And what's interesting is he's, a lot of young musicians have come out of his school, even to this day, that are currently on the scene. Samara Joy, who is coming here soon and has been here. She was here at the Green Room. I got to see her here at Crosstown a year or so ago, or a couple years ago, and she won a Best New Artist for the Grammy. She won the Best New Artist Grammy Award, and she came out. We have 100 kids out here looking at me right now, folks. So just letting you know, little kids are coming to check out the radio station. But Samara came out of the Barry Harris School. So anyway, education is important. Nothing specific planned today. I think I'm going to start off this set, and we're going to get some piano music happening. So we're going to get a little piano set. We're going to start off with the late, great Randy Weston, and then we'll see what happens from there. Thank you. All right, right, Mr. Bud Powell, featuring the great Roy Haynes. We lost Roy a couple weeks ago. We've been playing a lot of Roy Haynes up here for the last couple weeks since he passed away. That was Roy 1949. So as I've talked about, I mean, Roy had about a 70-year career. So he had been on the scene probably about 5 years already in New York. I think he moves to New York in 1945 from Boston. So this is 51. So he's already a well-established, or I should say 49. So even 4 years, he's a well-established artist by this point on the scene. That was, of course, Bud Powell. I just got a copy of this, which is kind of embarrassing in a way, because this is one you should have. This is the Amazing Bud Powell, Blue Note, Volume 1. It's kind of one of the ones you should have. I should have already had this many years ago. But anywho, I got a really good copy, and we got Tommy Potter on bass. Tommy Potter would have been playing on 52nd Street as well with Charlie Parker at this period of time. Roy Haynes, and of course, the great Bud Powell. For that, we heard Jackie Byard, a Boston artist, but this is 1961, so this is quite some time later. This is also a trio featuring Ron Carter on bass, Roy Haynes, like I mentioned, on drums. That's from his Here's Jackie album on New Jazz. That was the record's call, or the composition's called Cinco y Cuatro, the great Jackie Byard. Remember, people need to talk about Jackie Byard. Man was a genius. Before that, we heard the great Randy Weston. This is probably his seminal record, the record that kind of put him on the map in 1959. This came out on UA, United Artists. That was the title cut to his album Little Niles. Very famous recording. Langston Hughes does the liner notes, or I should say the record's inspired by Langston Hughes' work. It features an incredible cast. Charlie Persip on drums. George Joyner on bass, who is from Memphis. And if you're familiar with the Joyner family, then you would know about George. George is one of the great musicians that came out of Memphis in the 1950s. And, of course, by this point, he was well established in New York. Johnny Griffin on tenor saxophone. Melba Liston, she's on trombone. She also arranges the whole record. Ray Copeland is on trumpet. Randy Weston. And that was a little piano tribute there. We got a bunch of kids from Lausanne here. Kids, say hi. How cool is that? I got about like, I got about 30, I don't know how many kids here, 25, 30 kids here? I don't know. I can't count. I'm terrible. 16. Okay, I overplayed my hand there. So they're having fun, and they're learning about the radio station. They're learning about our show, and we wish them well. We're going to continue on with little Ted Kersen, Mr. Ted Kersen. We'll be right back.
Support for WYXR comes from AEG Presents, presenting Kraftwerk, coming to the Overton Park Show on Tuesday, March 25th of 2025. Tickets on sale now. More information at Kraftwerk.com. Support for WYXR comes from GPAC, presenting Michelle Indegocello on Saturday, January 11th at 8 p.m. Experience Grammy-winning multi-instrumentalist, singer, songwriter, and producer Michelle Indegocello and her latest project, No More Water, The Gospel of James Baldwin, which marks the eminent writer's centennial birthday. Tickets and more information at gpacweb.com.
All right, go check out those concerts. You know, people are always like, I mean, some people. Hey, there's never anything going on. There's plenty of going on. You just got to find it. Kraftwerk. I mean, how cool is that? Michelle Indegocello, I'm a huge fan. I've been listening to her music since the 90s. I think she's, I'm planning on being there. Hopefully it works out with my schedule. But she is incredible. And I've saw her, it's embarrassingly a long time, but I saw her in Texas like in the late 90s and it was like mind blowing. So I really want to see what she's up to these days. We were up to a set of young men back in the 50s, early 60s. We heard, I'd never heard this record. This is Hal Stein. I've heard of Hal Stein on tenor. Hal Stein and Warren Fitzgerald, two young dudes trying to make a name for themselves in 1956 on the Progressive label. That was a composition, Do You Really Care? The name of the album is just Hal Stein and Warren Fitzgerald. Warren Fitzgerald's on trumpet. Warren Fitzgerald, that's quite a name for a jazz musician. The main reason I wanted to check this record out is because Paul Motion's on drums. I mean, he must have been a kid. Paul Motion would go on to have a long, fruitful, legendary career leading bands on his own. And then, you know, he was in the Bill Evans Trio, a very famous Bill Evans Trio. I mean, he is a titan in the music. I was just curious, like, what was Paul Motion doing in 1956 when he was a kid? Because this is definitely before anybody knew who he was. Also, Bob Duro on piano, composer, singer. He wasn't singing here, but he would go on to have a pretty nice career. So kind of interested in what those guys were doing back when they were youngins. Before that, we heard the Mangione brothers. They were babies in 1960 when they got a record deal with Riverside. We could still, that kind of thing could still happen. You could play a gig and Cannibal Adderley will see you and decide to sign you up to the label. That was Chuck's. Mangione's cut our composition Sportin' with Sandra and Strutting with Sandra, I should say. I can't read my own writing. This is from the Jazz Brothers album. We play this record all the time up here. Chuck and Gap, and in fact, the whole band from Rochester, New York, just a young bunch of kids out of high school trying to make a name for themselves. We're playing probably Battle the Bands. They got heard, picked up, got a record deal, and a lot of these guys went on to have really, well, Chuck, of course, had a huge hit in the 70s, but a lot of these guys would have a really nice career. Sal Nestico, who sounded, I mean, it's amazing, because Sal Nestico was playing tenor saxophone on that cut, and he probably, I mean, these guys were like 18, 19, 20 years old, and he sounds like a grown man. I mean, he is fierce on that cut. Larry Combs, alto, Bill Saunders on piano, Roy McCurdy on drums, who would go on to have a very, very long, fruitful career. So kind of got a couple of bands in there that were like babies back when they recorded those albums. Ted Kersen was not a baby. He was a grown man, 1961, on this Old Town label. Plenty of Horn is the name of the record, Flatted Fist, name of the cut. These are the real deal here. Ted Kersen on trumpet composition, I should say. Kenny Barron's brother, who we play up here, doesn't get talked about enough, Bill Barron on tenor saxophone. Kenny Drew would go on to have a very great career. Kenny Drew on piano. His son, Kenny Drew Jr., is a great pianist as well. Jimmy Garrison on bass, of course, would go on to play with John Coltrane. And then we heard Roy Haynes on drums. Roy, we've been playing. That's the third track we heard of Roy Haynes here today, because Roy Haynes passed, as you know, a couple of weeks ago. We've been talking about him. I want to definitely correct something real quick before we go on to the next set. I did play a cut by Randy Weston and it featured George Joyner. I want to make sure we let everyone know that he did convert to Islam and change his name to Jamil Nasser. So I want to respect that. I know his son, Zaid Nasser, who is a great, great saxophone player in New York, and Jamil. I actually got to spend some time with Jamil once. He He came down to Memphis, and there was a jam session, and I got to play with him. It was really awesome. Speaking of bass players, we're going to play a little bit of Eugene Wright. We don't get enough bass players; don't get enough respect here, and we're gonna levy that right now. We're gonna fix that right now, Mr. Eugene Wright, here with his Talking and Walking.
We'll be right back.
All right. We're coming down to the end of the show. I definitely want to thank everybody for listening. I want to let you know that you've just been hearing the great Stanley Turrentine. This is one of my favorite live records. It came out not until the 90s, though. They kept this thing in the vault, and it's some of the best Grant Green I've ever heard on guitar live at Minton's. But not for me. That was Grant Green, of course, on guitar, Horace Parlin piano, George Tucker bass, great Al Harewood on drums. We want to thank everybody for listening, like I said. And we've got another crew from Lausanne here in the studio. What do y'all say? They're having a blast in the studio. They're learning all about how the studio works and radio works, and they're really asking a lot of great questions, and we love having them. We'll see y'all next week. Have fun, and I'll be back to play some more jazz at Let's Get Lost. We'll see you next Wednesday. Take care.